Hi, hello, vanakkam, welcome to the 15th take of this fucking intro. You guys know this is the Dikara Raja show. I don't even know why I'm introducing myself at this point. The reason why it's taken me 15 fucking takes for this intro is because I haven't spoken in, 3 months in front of a laptop and a mic, and I'm just feeling very nervous. And this topic is quite controversial, so it's really not the best thing to start off with. Well, what can I say? My apologies for not uploading anything in these 2 months. My laptop decided to stop working. I just was watching The Office one day, and pink and purple screen popped up, and then it said it needed a battery replacement. Apple said it needed 1.5k to do it, and I just said it's 1.3 to get a cheaper, much better laptop, and they were like, "You look, yeah, that's probably better." Gave it to Costco, and Costco said there's scratches on it. You can't get a refund. And I was like, "Okay, you guys can go fuck yourself," because in the 3 years where I have a laptop, normal wear and tear is quite fucking normal, right? Anyways, so that happens, and then, you know, I decided to stop, you know, recording for a while, take my mind off the podcast, because that was also overwhelming me. And then I go to Germany for a while, and that was one of the best experiences of my life. Yeah, Germany, Switzerland, France for a bit, and then went to Sri Lanka as well. It was a great holiday, much needed. People say traveling is like soul searching, and, you know, they make it all aesthetic and stuff. It's really not. The fucking plane rider's ass and airport and everything is just so fucking, it's just a lot, okay? If you really like traveling, and also like traveling with, like, I don't know, 3 to 6 hours, fine, that's all right. But traveling over than that, like doing 22 hours, bro, it's just too much. What else happened? Yeah, that's about it. I did record an episode before leaving about Vijay, and it was with Karthik as well, and you give 2 Vijay fans a laptop and a mic to record a podcast about him, and they'll talk for 100 minutes about every single detail, theories, music, BGMs, movies, favorite character, or character you relate to, all this stuff in 100 minutes. So that episode will be releasing, but people, I don't know, you guys like shorter episodes, some people like longer episodes. I don't really know how, what the fuck to do with you guys. I think this episode is going to be a bit shorter, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. So today's topic is oversaturated Tamil events. I know this is exactly what we asked for. If you go back to one of my earlier seasons of this podcast, there is an episode where I actually request, you know, Tamil events to happen, and my, you know, my wish to attend one of these events, because they have had it in Toronto and London and stuff like that, and, you know, Melbourne didn't get one. But I don't know, for the past 2 years, maybe, it's just been the non-stop Tamil clubbing events, and I get it. I get that not a lot of people, especially Tamil people, Tamil girls and guys, don't get an opportunity to, like, go out clubbing and, you know, listen to our songs in a public arena with like-minded people with like-minded music taste. I get that not a lot of people could do that, and finally we have the space to do it. And I get that this is exactly what we asked for a while back. I asked for this a while back as well, so it's a bit contradictory that I'm doing this, but it's just gone to the point where it's just the same shit over and over again. It's just one Tamil clubbing event. I think there's like 2 a month. I think there's one this month, nothing next week. There's another one in a couple weeks. Like, it's just non-stop the same shit over and over again. The amount of times I've heard "Why this Kolavari," "Daddy Mummy," all these, like, yeah, they're banger songs, don't get me wrong, right? But at the same time, it's the same shit over and over again. Especially with the Tamil clubbing events. I think every other language has its own, like, take on it. For example, like Malayala people, they have Onam. I think it just passed, or still going, I'm not sure. They have Ornum, and then there's this event called Merlum or something. And it's like a full day event, you know, where they go in the morning and, you know, eat, and there's all these performances and stuff like that, you know, little games that they play. And you'll see a lot of, like, young people and, like, middle-aged people, old people, like, everyone there in one spot, right? And then at the end of the day, they have an after-party where it's, like, a clubbing event. That's the best thing ever. Like, imagine something like that for Tamil people. But the other thing is, shit like that does exist for Tamil people. We kind of did it first. They're a derivative language. It kind of came from us. But the sad part is, you're not going to see youngsters, like teenagers to mid-20s people, go to the day events. So, you know, we have Pongal, we have Adi Parappu, all these Tamil events that no one really goes to, but we go to these Tamil clubbing events. And I just feel like it's been the same shit over and over again. You know, the Tamil events, there's nothing new to it. I mean, I don't mind a clubbing event for, you know, just Tamil music, but, you know, get creative with it. I know we can do it better, and I know we're just starting. Like, I guess it's a bit too early to ask, since we're just starting with the clubbing events, and London and Toronto have already done that. So I guess from where they are and when they started, we're a bit late, so it's going to be a while for us to catch up. But, you know, both those cities are far ahead of us with their own, you know, Tamil events, creating their own Tamil celebrities, comedy clubs, all this, like, different type of events that they have, that, yes, they do include clubbing and stuff like that, but at the same time, it's more, like, engada kalacharathaiyum, engada moliyaiyum valarkkradhukku, they provide much more of a platform, and much more of a space by people who are young, you know, mid-30s, and they can safely say that, you know, Tamila adutha thalaimuraikku koduthutaangandra and the, you know, phrase, they can gladly say it. But in Australia, I don't think, you know, the previous generation before me could say that. I feel like I'm going to have to say it, or even the next generation down will have to say it to the other generation. We're still so far behind, and I know we can do it better. That's the other thing. With these Tamil events, even if it's a Tamil clubbing event, I know we can make it much more creative. Pairaviyakka, who was the head of Silk Walls Entertainment, she had this vision to showcase Tamil people's talent from all over Australia. You know, I think Melbourne and Sydney, I can think of a few artists right now. And that's something I can really get behind. I know we can do, like, dramas and music performances and talent shows and all these things to actually showcase what Australia's actually got, you know? And it's not that we're lacking. It's the fact that we're lacking representation. The fact that we're lacking awareness of our continent, you know? Not many people even know that there's, like, this huge community of Tamil people in Australia. I feel like somewhat now it's kind of getting up there, but it, you know, it really shouldn't be from Tamil clubbing events. But, you know, if we want to grow it, and I know this, the Tamil clubbing events help it by 100%. It has, you know, made people listen to Tamil music and be interested in this and to actually show up. And it has provided, it's helped Tamil culture a lot, I gotta admit. But at the same time, we gotta show what we know. We gotta show the knowledge that our culture is enriched with. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, even if it's a Tamil clubbing event, I think there was a Maranamas in Sydney yesterday. And they had live performances with, like, the drums and, you know, all the music that was live. And that's a new thing as well. I don't think that's been done before. Having live music at a clubbing event, that must have been crazy. From the stories I saw, it looked fucking amazing. But yeah, it's just been the same shit over and over again. Ore paata kettonde, thanni adichikonde, aadikonde. Yes, it's fun. Yes, it's nice. I get that not a lot of people can do this, and they can't go out, so every once in a while this is fine. But for a guy who's listening to Gutta music every day, almost like, you know, going out every week, every second week, it's like, it gets tiring for me. Maybe it's just me, but I'm just saying it's a bit oversaturated. We can make it better. There was, I think MATS, which is the Melbourne Tamil Society, they had a Nilava ball, which was really nice. And then they have Suits and Saris, another event that's coming up. And is that not the same shit? Like, is that not, like, what's the difference between those two? I'm just saying, as, like, you know, one of the most successful and most recognized Tamil clubs, most sustained as well. There's been Swinburne Tamil Club, but no one really heard about it until, like, recently. And that's been popping off, but, you know, MATS is where it's at with all the youth and upcoming youth as well, like first years and second years. So some, you know, organization like that, you got to come in with the culture. You got to come in with, you know, some sort of element to actually elevate it from the last event. Nilava was fine. I think the clubbing event before that was really good as well. And the Suits and Saris, it just seems a bit similar. And honestly, I was a little bit disappointed to see that it was just Suits and Saris. They said something about Collywood or something, but I'm not too sure. But yeah, everything just feels so repetitive and so, like, it's just the same shit over and over again. We're gonna hear the same songs. We're gonna have, like, same drinks, same people that we see all the fucking time. Like, let's change it up. Toronto and London have their own Tamil celebrities, own comedy clubs. And, you know, it's just sad to see that we don't have that. And hopefully, just like, you know, I released an episode in season one or two where I was like, you know, we need more Tamil events. Hopefully in a couple of seasons, I can say that, okay, you know, I said this in the season 3, now in season 6, it's, you know, we've got our own comedy clubs or Tamil celebrities. I don't fucking know. I just want something that's original, and I want something different, and I want it to be Tamil. Like, it's not that it's not fair, it's just, I know that we can do it. That's the other thing. It's like, we can do this, and we're not doing it. That's the other thing. It's not like we don't have the space, we don't have the money, we don't have the, you know, people for it. We have all of this, and it's been proven by these Tamil events over and over again. But I feel like the Malayali communities are much more the far ahead of us, you know, with Onam, and their events are much more like, you know, they have the performances and shit. And I feel like we can do that as well. You know, I can see a Pongal Vila where, you know, there's the same amount of Tamil youth that go to these Tamil clubbing events be there and be present. I think that's the whole thing. If it's just the fact that you guys want to get drunk and, you know, dance with your friends and whatnot, like, it really shouldn't be that. It's not our culture at the end of the day. You know, we have much more fun, and there's much more things to learn and, like, realize and have fun without alcohol and dancing. I mean, you can still dance in a day festival. And there's always so many fights. Like, there's always some group with some guy that always has that, like, do you know who I am energy, and it, that mixed with alcohol, with a clubbing scenery, with, you know, everyone there, it just becomes a mess, and this just always fights every single fucking time. I don't get it. Like, why do guys find the need to fight all the time? Because I don't think I've been to a Tamil event where there hasn't been a fight. I was even in Sydney and in Germany, sorry, not Germany, Switzerland, where there were fights there as well. So I'm confused as to how is it. I don't even know the answer to that. I can't even think of an answer. Yeah, I think I'm getting a bit repetitive with what I'm saying. But in conclusion, I just think all these events recently have been quite similar. Whether it happens on a boat or whatever, change it up. Let's get, you know, our culture into it. Let's get our history into it. And it's the only way that I get that you have to appeal with, you know, music and movies and whatnot. But, and I'm not really asking for Tirukural class or anything. I'm just saying that we could really be more creative with Tamil events, you know, have a dress-up Hollywood night, trivia night, all these different things, you know, dramas, get like a huge, you know, try to do Ponniyin Selvan, but with like kids from here, you know, it would be crazy to see something like that, to put something together, something big with the Tamil youth, with, you know, maybe Tamil school kids and stuff like that. It would actually elevate our, you know, Tamil, like Australian Tamils, to another level. Maybe we could beat Toronto, London and America, you know, we can probably do something like that. But no, we're sticking to just clubbing, just listening to Kuttu songs and drinking. Like, I get that it's our culture, but at the same time, it, like, we can be elevated if we just actually do something that helps our language. And other languages are far ahead, other countries are far ahead, and we're still lacking. And, but, you know, I say all this, but catch me next week at the next Tamil event, and I'll probably say the same shit, but I'm gonna show up, you know. I like going to these events. I haven't gone to a couple events because it's literally been the same, but I might go because I haven't been in a while. So yes, I say all this, and yes, I will be attending. But at the same time, if someone is actually, like, you know, have had the same thoughts as me and want to organize something that's bigger than just clubbing, then feel free to hit me up and we can actually do something. I know so many other people that are looking for opportunities to expand their, you know, circles and expand their knowledge and just spread all this awareness to other people. So, you know, let's do something. I'm just tired of the same shit over and over again. But thank you for listening to my little rant. I hope no one takes this personally. Just you know, inspiring you to do something. Hopefully inspiring you to do something different. But yeah, thank you for listening, and you guys stay well.